Rosh Hashanah is Kuf Chafei. Al Tisat Tolavak Yesh Chochma, the person should not be lazy. And that means he should go out to seek out Chochma. Shouldn't be overcome his atlas to do that. The Yasis Haverko B'Seser D'Derech Kovet. Don't be misatzel to give Musar to Miyasir Haverko. Don't be misatzel to do it. B'Seser D'Derech Kovet. So either don't be misatzel. Sometimes, you know, it's much easier, you know, somebody does something wrong, you want to point it out. You say, hey, you do something wrong. That's the easy way. That's an also. It's more of a tircha to do it in a way which is Derech Kovet and Seser. That's more of a tircha. You shouldn't be misatzel to do it in a way which is Derech Kovet. I want to talk about the first half of the rush. There's atzel about the bakei shchokma. A person shouldn't be misatzel to the bakei shchokma. The Ben Yonah says in Nusuk in Shar Gimel, Ois Tezvov. It said in regards to the people which are not constantly developing thoughts about Yiras Shamayim, it said in regards to them, if a person doesn't constantly renew his thought process of Yira, seek out a greater understanding, moving forward in his, if he's not moving forward, he's doing what he's used to, so it's not depending on that's the pasuk of mitzvah, that's mitzvah of Hashem, Milo Mada. And the pasuk is, it says, Vatihi Yerosim Misi. So they have Yerushamayim. They're not people who don't have Yerushamayim, they have Yeru. But the Yeru is done, that's what they're accustomed to do. Right? So, you have a person which doesn't have Yeru, you know, he does it, mitzvah out of rote. I understand. You're a person when he has Yira, when it comes to Yom Nirayim, he takes feels of Hatan, and he cries during the evening, right? And he says to me, Shuvah, and he makes the bullets, and he's serious, etc. You know what? This he did last year, and he did the year before that, and the year before that also. We don't see the person moving forward and growing. He's not constantly developing, he's not Erech Machshav, he's not constantly making a thought process, how am I going to move forward? So that's right to Middle Mother. That's what you're accustomed to do. The Pasuk says about them, the Chenahinin in Yosef, the Russian says, the Einish for that is, L'hafli Yisrael, as that hafli fellow the Russian says, I'm going to give a makkah against Klal Yisrael, which is a pella of a pella. The Mor says that this is worse than the punishment you had by the Mason Mikdash, which says a Lashon of one pella. Over here it says three ploying, L'hafli, hafli of a pella. It's a hell of a hell of a hell. It's a wonder of a wonder. It's so overwhelming. It's so beyond what a human being can... That's the punishment for not... Sounds pretty... A little overwhelming. What's the... If a person understands that that's what he's here for, is that the person is totally... He's taking life... The greatest matana in the world. He's taking that when he was given that person to be zoicha to produce eternal life out of it, and he's misusing it. So the person says, "What am I supposed to do? I need to respond to the person. I need to do something. This is the word. It's one person does something wrong. You know, it's." We all know in the world of chinuch that it's probably that much, it's many times worse, 10 times worse. The person doesn't know what he's supposed to do, and the person does something wrong. If he does something wrong, he does something wrong, we'll fix it. To get a person on track to do what he's supposed to do, and understand where he's supposed to go, and give him direction, that's so much more challenging. So the Rosh says, Pis'atzel avat yish chochma. You can't get lazy on this. This is what life is about. Life is about that forward movement of understanding. But the other says a parallel talks about in his Pirush on Ovis, talks about a person who has Loiman Almanas Lasos, means he's willing to spend weeks and months and years on one point to understand what is he really supposed to be doing. That's Yiras Shamayim. Person learns Torah, he learns, and everything which he learns, what does it mean to me? What lesson am I supposed to take out of it? What message is it saying to me? So something used to say that, you know, there's different ways of learning Masechtas Baba Kama. Says Maestro Bisola that he did on Hugo, somebody says, where's it? It says the Parish of Gemara. It's nowhere in Shas. It says, in your Shas it's not, but in my Shas it is. In my Shas, I saw that that's what the message of Gemara is saying. Ben says, a person can sit there and says, Torah is a guide for life. So, interesting Gemara, okay. Interesting Halacha. No. How does it apply to me? Does it apply to me? When does it apply to me? I mean, how does it apply to me? It's Lemaisa. And it's Gemara, which is not, it's not Halacha, so there's a Hashkafa. Okay, if it's not Hashkafa, it's an Iyun. I want to understand what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. I need to understand that. It's not a nice thing that you're supposed to, you know, you have a good time. What does this Gemara mean? The Rosh Hashanah is talking to me. What is he saying? So the person, he's Erech Machshavas Tami. What is the message? I'm constantly being bombarded with messages from the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world of Torah, in the world around me, in the world of Tefillah, Beron Chaveroi, I interact with somebody, something happened. What was I wrong? What did I miss? What am I not understanding? I should be better than that. Okay, I should think about it. And he's earnest. He says, he walks away and, okay, what happened over there? Let's replay that in my mind and figure out what I did wrong. I want to do it right the next time. He's earnest much of his tummy. He's constantly mavakas to grow and to be better, to be bigger. And if you don't, you know, so it's not a milo, and you know, which if you don't do it, okay. So he says, if you don't, the Ben Yonah says, you understand what you're here for. I mean, just, I once saw an analogy. It's a person he won a lottery. This is a mishum took a lottery. You know, each ticket costs who knows how much money. The lottery was, you get to spend an hour in Tiffany's vault, and you can take out whatever you want in that hour. That's the lottery you win. So beforehand, he goes and he asks, can you have permission to look at it? He wants to see the layout, how things work, so he can make a plan beforehand. Right? So the state says, you know, while he's in there, you know, it's just, you know, Tiffany's, it's not just, you know, so there's nice music playing, and there's nice food available, and there's people there, and it's geschmack, you know, and he says, you know, maybe I should taste some of the food while I'm at it. You know, and he gets busy with the food, and busy with the music, and such gorgeous orchestra playing over there, you know. He says, you got an hour. He says, first you see, what more can I do? What more can I have? How more can I do it? That's what you should be doing. You know, it's intense. We're not ready to live with that intensity yet. But at least we should know that that's where it's supposed to be going. That every moment of a person's life is an opportunity. What I need to rejuvenate myself and to recover is important, and I have to do that. But after that, I'm dealing with diamonds. And I want to use those diamonds, and I want to play out the time and create eternity out of every moment. And that's a phenomenal thing. It's a phenomenal opportunity. So, the Rosh says, Al Tis Atzel, the Vakish Chochma.